We're looking at Sasemis over here from Parshas Nosa, Tuf Reish Nun Aleph. So the Medrash says on the Parsha talks about the union of Yayin, being Parashim Yayin. So the Medrash comes along and says like this. The Medrash says that the Medrash says Hadas Mischalik L'Dalad Mekaymus. The Parashim divides Das over four parts of the body. The peh, the lev, ukloyos. Rashi puts the kach of das in the peh, the lev, and the two kloyos. That's four parts of the body. And each cup of wine that a person drinks, they lose some of their das. So by the time they drink four cups of wine, they've lost all of their das. That's the point of the medrash. And therefore, it's not a good idea to drink wine. Or be very careful how you drink wine. And that's why he says to the kohen who drank even one cup, he's missing part of his das, so he can't do the avoda, etc. So what are these four? We're dividing up das into four parts. So this was them is like this: kinei das who should tzarech birur, shemer boy hadas toivura. Das is always relevant when there's a mixture. And the process of das is to clarify the mixture, the birur, to clarify the mixture. Wine can be used for good, you can use for bad. Wine comes good, wine comes bad. Now he's going to explain that a little bit, but if you look at the four parts of the body which he's referring to, maybe we'll give us a little bit of a glimpse into the world of Das according to the Sfas Emes. So the Medrash says that it's in the cloyus. So the cloyus is the most obvious one because the cloyus function as a filter. They're a filter in the body. Whenever Chazal say that Avraham Avinu nasa shtei cloyus of that his two cloyus became yoytzis for him, they became lumasa etzon yisirena. The pasuk says that they were able to give him eitzah. I mean, they were able to give him eitzah. His kidneys, you know, said Avraham do this, Avraham do that. What does it mean? It means that the Russian put in the person, the cloyus is a physical manifestation of the ability of the person to filter out what's poison, what's dangerous in the bloodstream, to take out the parts which need to be removed, and eliminate them, take them out of the body, and leave behind that which is pure and now that it's been purified and clarified. So that's the process. The Russian gave the human being ability to filter. So that's true in a physical manifestation. It's true in a conceptual, mental, spiritual manifestation as well, that there's a kayach of filtering. So the kayach of das is the kayach to filter. Okay. The pet, Chazal say that we find the midrash, which Chazal talk about, the idea that Chaim Heim Motzi Eim Bepeh, so the Chobas Chaim in that Moshe, he says, the more in Arabic, says that Chaim Heim Motzi Eim Bepeh, when you have to say over, he said, the Russian made the nature of the tongue a fascinating thing. Like, a person eats something, and, you know, or gets something in his mouth, and it's magnified tremendously by the tongue. You know, you have this feeling of this big marble in your mouth. You pull it out, this little dinky seed. Right? But in the mouth, it feels like the tongue magnifies. So the Russian made the kayach of that the Chofetz Chaim says, that the same way that's true in a physical sense, we find that that's true when you have a vort that you want to say. You have an idea that you want to say, so in your mind it seems to make almost sense. You start saying it, episode was felt. When you actually verbalize it, the power of the tongue is to clarify the points which need to be corrected, things which make sense. So it's right there, a process of a clarification process which takes place through the kayak of peh, of being speaking something out. What about the lave? So the lave, I think, is the most fascinating of all of them. The idea of lev, physical manifestation, where exactly the lev is when Chazal refers to the lev, you know, Pashtun, it's going on the lev being the conceptual idea that the person has a lev, you know, a guy says lev, we don't think it means he has a heart, you know, most people have hearts, it means he has an understanding, he's able to understand, right, the kayach of lev is that I'm able to connect and emote and understand somebody else. So he says, gufa nefesh, the concept of das is when you're able to bring two things together, And whenever you bring two things together, there's always going to be an element which the process of bringing them together is going to require to see where how they fit together, how they don't fit together, what is correct, what is not correct. So the process of chibur is the process of das. So the marshal, the Baal Tanya, he talks about the idea of chokhmah bina and das. There's the Desa writes about this in Chelek Gimel. There's a shir das and shiri das about chokhmah bina and das. So what are the three madregas? Chokhmah bina and das. We talk about the Chabad. There's chokhmah bina and das. Right. So that's taken from the Sirius. The Sirius, there are 10 spheres. The highest sphere is Kesser, which we basically don't have a shachas of the meat of Kesser. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the Bria. And then it goes from there to Chochmah and Bina, which are referred to also as the, if you give a mashal to a person, that's all in taking place in the mind. That's called Moichin. And from there it goes to the seven lower ones, which are the body expressing it, etc., with the process of expressing, taking the idea that the person wants of the Bria, and making it in the way that it should be able to function. So we refer to those. Now, where does Das come in? Das is considered a toilada of Chachma and Bina. So Chachma is book knowledge. A person learns an idea, he gets the information, he absorbs information, and he knows information. Okay, first madrega. Bina is that the person takes information, and he clarifies it to the point that he can extrapolate. Maven davar mitoch davar. He's a nova, and he's a maven davar mitoch davar means that I'm able to take the chokhmah which is there, reduce it to its primary point, and then apply it to other situations. You know, the marshal I gave you about the Rashi would say over, like, if Newton would come along and observe the fact that gravity, he observed the fact that things fall, he'd be 100% correct. And what he said was 100% true. It's a piece of knowledge. It doesn't really do too much for us. He would not have made it into the history books. He reduced the idea that the fact that things fall because there must be some type of force which causes them to fall. He's able to connect the idea that force is probably due to the idea of mass. So now you can take that and apply it to the movements of the planetary bodies, that the reason why they stay in orbit is because of gravity. If you see an abnormal orbit, there must be another body which is exerting gravity upon it. And he, based on that, they can predict the fact that there was a planet called Neptune. Right? They couldn't actually see the planet, but they saw that the orbits of Saturn seemed to be irregular. It must be there's another body exerting on it, and they were able to predict where it is in the sky. And then once they got telescopes were strong enough, they were able to look at the spot and they found the planet. So maybe they'll be talked over. I have a fact in front of me that things fall. I understand the lumdus. I can apply it way beyond the apples falling to the ground to planets moving in the sky. So maybe not to Torah. That's Bina. So Bina is the... So we would say what Bina really is a true understanding. Right? The person really understands it. The first time he knew it. Right? I know that apples fall. It's fascinating thing. Apples fall. I know that. Now what? No, I understand. So then I understand, I can apply it to somewhere else. So what's Das? So Das is that the knowledge that I understand becomes a part of my being to the point that I and it become one, and therefore I now function based upon this process. That's the hiskashrus of the guf and the neshama. So the kayach of the thinking process is still part of the guf. It's not part of the neshama. That becomes absorbed into the reality of the human being, and this knowledge is his, is the process of Das. What's interesting, he refers to that as Lev, that the Benner refers to that as Lev. That's not a process of Moyach. The process of the Moichin is Chachman Bina. The process of thinking it through is Chachman Bina. Das is not thinking it through. You've thought it through already. You understand it. It's when you absorb it. The Rosham gave the kayach of the human being that idea that I can the power to connect with somebody is the power of connection is related to the idea of lev. A person that he has a heart means he's connected to people. Doesn't have a heart means he doesn't care. He's detached. So the kayach of lev is the ability to connect. So the kayach of das in the lave is the hischaras gufa nefesh, hischaras ruch nisu kashmir. So kind of zivug shemar le gufa neshama nikra das. So the Torah says v'yedam adam es chava ishtoi. So it refers to the process of having the zivug, which generates a human being, which is a combination of gufa neshama, is called das. Kamekening bekarav. A relative is conceived, is referred to as moida lo isha. So the family is connected. That connection, there's a physical element of connection. They come from the same stock, and there's an emotional connection. There's a an understanding which comes together. But okay, so now if das is the moment of chibur between the guf and the nefesh, it's a place where the person put the kach in the human being, where as that the we're able to mechaber neshama and guf together. It can go both ways. So the neshama can pull the nefesh towards it, and then the guf will be. The neshama will pull the guf towards it, and the guf, as it were, will be absorbed and connected to the world of the neshama. And we can picture the Gedolim and Tzaddikim, which their guf became a natural inclination to avoid the following the way the neshama did it. They didn't need to think about it. The Bamel says that Mashiva Ragli Alei Nesechos. The Medrash says that the Bamel says every morning I get up and I make cheshbonos where I have to do. I have to take care of this. I have to take care of that. I have to go to take care of the malchus and this and the other thing. And next thing I know, my base medrash. My feet would be Ragli Malichus to see the base of medrash. The feet went on their own accord to the base of medrash. What does it mean they went on their own accord to the base of medrash? Means that the goof had been miscarried to the neshama. So al cheshbonos aside, the neshama says it will gain the base medrash. So the goof went with that. And the hepich, we find the nebuch the other way around. For most of us, that the neshama in many ways is schlepped with the goof. Okay, step number one. Bekadam shachol l'marishan et hadas hayadovuk b'chaim. Before the l'marishan ate from the eitz hadas, he was dovuk in chayim. He was going to live forever. B'sharas hadas. In the world of moyach, right? In the world of thought, a kayach of thinking is a element of execution. Takes steps. Execution takes time. A thought, an idea, doesn't require. It is translating into in the world of quote unquote reality. Divides it up into different parts. But in the world of the idea is one. So when you take the kayach of chayim and you try to express it in the body, what happens is when you're trying to connect these two things, you need to clarify out the parts which do not belong, and that's the process of birur, which is referred to by the Gevaldig inyan, which is about the Kabbal talks about the inyan of birur. Birurin. Was aksiv when he showed me part of the Dal Roshim near the Risham Mekoy Aetz Hadas. It says that there's an har yotzei Eden, and we showed me part right. So the har comes out from Eden, and it divides up into four primary elements. It says, umisham. And from there, you pour the Arba Roshim. What's the Misham? Nahar Yotzei Eden. We parade them. What's the Misham? It's referring to specifically in Eden, referring to the Eitz Hadas. Vavur zeh hutzuchu b'nei Silius b'kur abarzel b'mitzayim levaru zeh Hadas. V'chein yesh dal l'shana shagula levaru eila hadalit. V'chein ksiv v'tzesi v'lkachti v'hakach v'idatem k'yani Hashem. The Roshim says the four l'shanas of Gula. After the Lashon of Gula, it says, Vidatem Kine Hashem. It uses the Lashon of Das. After you've been clarified the process of the Kur Barzal Mitzrayim, the Dalit elements, you get the point of Vidatem Kine Hashem. Shia Adas Misparu Batoy Beloy Ra. To get to the point where a person has the full clarification, the full clarity. Okay, I want to explain that, but I want to do one more piece. It's just a mind-boggling piece, the next step. Okay? Harem is the Ksiv, Yudai Teda, Ki Yerzir is Achaber Zalahem. Shul Hadam Hoya Lavar Radas. Behavshir says, Oys Hoya Sikhar Chazal. Shigarm Agolus Hoya Ayadei. Gram Agolus Hoya Ayadei. Bamo Eda. Says, Zotzark Arichus Tavor. So he says, I can't get involved in that. That's too much of a conversation, a long piece. Right? A Roman's problem was, Bamo Eda. How do I know? Version answers him, Yudai Teda. You will know that you get, they're going to be Gerim for the 400 years, and that's going to be the process. And then finally, when they leave Mitzrayim, he says, "Vidatem ki'ne Hashem," and says, "There's a union of das, vidatem ki'ne Hashem." So he's saying the remnants of this conversation we're saying over here is that there's three elements of das in the whole process. There's a lack of das that caused that they're going to get das through the process of birur, and finally they would have das, vidatem ki'ne Hashem, which was he sees Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Sotar. So that's Tabel Ra. Okay, so what is he saying? Or what I think he's saying. That's the best way of saying it. What I think he's saying. So how does the Kur Barzal of Mitzrayim help the person to mevar this Lakuda, to clarify this Lakuda? The simplest understanding, there's a Gemara, the Gemara says that there's a concept called Yisurim Shalavu. So the morale and the Sivu Yisurim says, you know, let's get this straight. So the Rosh says, listen, here's the Chayin. I love you. Whack. I love you a lot. Whack, whack. I love you really a lot. Whack, whack, whack. The parent says, I love you so much. Smack, smack, smack. What does it mean, Yisurim Shalavu? And the more it goes to one moment, the more it's mechalik is whether the shaykh yisurim b'lochet, the more it's shaykh yisurim b'lochet, so what is it? Yisurim shalav. So he's not creating anything wrong. So he's not anything wrong. You understand, the child needs, did something wrong, so the child needs to, we need to correct him. So that's part of the love, they have to correct the child. We're going, the more it says that the concept of yisurim shalav first becomes relevant after chet, because before chet, it's not because of Abba, it's because of the chet. It's the kapara process for the chait. Moshe said, no. The chayach yisurim below the chait. And that's yisurim shalav. So it means the person has done nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong at all what he's done, but he gets smacked because of yisurim shalav. He says, what does it mean? He says that when the Baruch Hu made him a being, the human being, the neshama is a chelek olakami mal, and the neshama would like to be mistabik back into Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the void of the neshama is to do that. As opposed to when it started out, it was discovered to Kadosh Baruch Hu naturally without any effort on its part. The process of going to this world is that the neshama will find its way to connect back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that connection will be something that the neshama earned on its own. The vehicle, the instrument which is used to prevent the neshama from being misbabdabit b'koinoi is the goof. The goof with all of the mashmos of the goof, all of the taivas and the covet and the gaiva and all the different things that the goof wants, that part of the human being wants, act as a impediment for the neshama to be mistabek b'karnei. So what do you do a person who's a tremendous tzaddik, he's done nothing wrong, and he wants to be mistabek b'karnei, but the maisha, there's a goof in the way. The goof, as a goof, creates limitations. So Hashem does a chesed, and he weakens the goof. The process of weakening the goof allows the neshama to be mizdavik b'karnei as much as it's possible in this world. The greater the weakening, and that's why you found there was these tremendous tzaddikim. Not just that they were several yisurim; they just dealt with them, but they grew from them tremendously. The process of yisurim is something that the human being grows from. I had a rebbe which had a tremendous difficulty life in many different ways, and he was, well, I can tell you, with all of his difficulties, his asmada and his growth and his devekus and Torah was I can tell you, it was just astounding. And one time somebody said to me that Lamris, in spite of all the difficulties, look what he accomplished. He said, you got it all wrong. Because of all the difficulties, that's what he accomplished. As a human being has to push through the difficulty to get to that point that weakens the effort that it accomplishes. It makes the chibur that much stronger, and that weakens the other parts of the body which are being misnagged to the chibur. So Rav Avinu, whatever elements of there was a lack of chibur between Rav Avinu and his creator, that B'mo Eidah, how would I know? He didn't ask, he says, I want to understand, I want to connect to this concept. You're telling me that, that I'm going to get, I will get Eretz Yisrael. I'm not doubting the Russian's word, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not being mischaber to it. I'm not feeling inside of my being this reality of the idea that my descendants will get Eretz Yisrael. I don't have descendants yet. I picture the land. I see the other people there. So my mind, I know. Right? We have something which we know. We don't feel it. It's not real to us. It hasn't been translated to the point where I'm not living with that reality. Right? We know many things. We don't live with those realities. So Ram asked, "B'mo Eidah?" So it means that that Avram being the paradigmatic member of Klal Yisrael was not able to connect to it. He was still connected to a more physical reality, which he didn't see, couldn't project himself into the future and feel it right now. So Rashi says, "You're there, yes, you're right. That is a chesaron which is in you, which will be magnified in your descendants tremendously. And the only process is going to be that they're going to be totally broken from a chibur to this world, and they should be able to move into a world where the spirituality is real." And therefore, they can reach a point of, yes, they will know this. They will truly know it as part of their being. They'll move into a world where that's real to them. And Chazal say, Gevaldik Loshon, that the Nefesh HaChaim says, when they finally came to Har Sinai, Vidatem Kenei Hashem, that they were Shamim Mesenir and Veroyim Mesenishma. Right, so what does that mean? So the Nefesh HaChaim says that, we live in a world where reality is the physical things. We hear about ruchnius, so that by us that's a nishma. We don't see ruchnius. We see physical things. Klai Yisrael moved to a world that which for us was a nishma, for them it was a re'iyah. They saw reality. What we hear about ruchnius, they saw ruchnius. We see gashmius. They heard. Oh, something that people live in the world with. Like gashmius is important. Yeah, we heard there's such a thing somewhere. It exists, but we have no shaykhs to that. By us, that's a nishma. It's not a nira. So that they move to. That's the final level of yidatem ki ni Hashem. The person lives with the reality. The bershem is a ni Hashem, but he lives. That's his reality, and he feels that with his being. So then, tables are important. They sort of fade into the background. That's what life is. Life is the chibur to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the process was a process, but we're saying the process over here was the Rishon gave four parts of the human being which are able to facilitate this process. And here there's four steps in the process of being misbarer the ra out of the person, or the in the process of chibur of the guf to the nefesh, the guf to the neshama. There are four steps in the process of removing the unwanted part. So there were four lashanas shagula. Chetitim pesadalka. This is kavasham medrash v'shem dal lashanas shagula. Okay, hanoshadas yotze lecheres b'leil shimurim. So what it means is that the das, which had been limited to come to full reality, the final moment of Yitzhiya, well, the Dal Hashanah Shagula, where the process of Gula was to remove the impediments for the Das to be able to be truly Miskabra, to where it's supposed to be Miskabra. Okay, Mitzvah Dal Parashi Shabbat Tfilin, the Vara Das Shabbat Dal Mekarmis. So, Chanam Chazal, Kar Kriyash Rabbali Tfilin, to Mayat Edu Sheker Ba'atzma. Okay, Pirish, so what does that mean? The Kriya Shema Hu Torah Eitzachayim. Kriya Shema is Torah. You can see, V'ho Yedvar Me'ela, Ala Vavecha, the V'artabom, Hanosh, Yispash, Adas, Aser, Kokli, Komai, Sodom, Beguf. So it's removing it from the world of the knowledge of it into living that reality. Right? So that living the reality is you put it on your heart, you speak about it, you're expanding it out into the being of the person. So we start with, if there's four steps in the process of Das, the four steps of the process of Das start in the world of the tefillin, which that's we're putting that yediyah in our head. There's four separate batim. There's that yediyah is there, and then it's passed into the goof. It goes out into the different parts of the goof. Was that tzrichim siyu hatefillin? You see, since I'm levar hadas, was v'loiza habi kishaker. So he writes a different place. He says that the word, the concept of edus and the concept of das, are the same idea. So if a person, because what is edus? Now, edus is a fascinating din. Right? There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Kulin that if edim would come to be meged based on simonim, they're not believed. Based on to be assigned, they're believed. A person says, you know, there was a law between Reuben and Shimon. Who's Reuben and Shimon? I don't know, but there's a guy with the birthmark on his arm who lent money to another guy with a birthmark on his toe. Right? So that's edus. Right? I don't know who Reuben is, but there's, you know, they tell me Reuben has a birthmark over here, and that's not edus. The edus has to be, I know who Reuben is. How do you know? I know. I don't know. I know. I recognize Reuben. Right? I'm not coming mi bachutz for myself, from outside of myself with this information, that information. Therefore I know. I know because I know. I know the edus because I processed it, and it's clear to me in my being that this is what the reality is. That's what edus is. Edus is an expression of das. So the person's going to come, which is the Nech Hashem Elokecha, which is Vidatem Kini Hashem. That's what we're supposed to say. So it has to be, it's an edus. It's a process of not that I know it based on Chochmah, or I know it based on Bina. I've internalized it and absorbed it into my being that I can then express it as part of my being. It's not an external process, it's an internal process. It's edus. Edus is something which is internal. It doesn't make sense to do it. But the Rashi did give us a chesed, and he gave us two externals which will help us with the process. One of them is, the Rashi gave us Yisis Mitzrayim. Yisis Mitzrayim was given not only for that generation, for all generations, to help with the process of internalizing it. And tefillin is something which we wear, which puts the message on our being there's the Gemara in Brachos says that Ro Kol Meres Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha Biyar Mimeka Amar Rabbi Eliezer El Tefillin Sheberosh. So my son with the Baal Tanya, so that they made an alil against him, you know, the whole fight with the Misnagdim and Hasidim. So at one point in time, the government came, some of the Misnagdim convinced the government that the Hasidim are becoming subversive elements against the government. So they came to take the Baal Tanya. So he's wearing his tefillin, and then they came close to him, and the guards were scared to touch him. So, but the Yenosud, he couldn't fight to the degree at that point in time, so he took his tefillin, and they took him. So somebody said afterwards that the Rebbe was you know, said to the Baal Tanya, says that the Rebbe was a Baal Meifis. I mean, like Mamash, he says, no, Baal Meifis is Gemorin. So Gemorin Shmrochus. Rol Kalamars Keshem Hashem Nikro Lecha V'yar Mimeka. They see you wearing tefillin, they're scared of you. Like, no Meifis over here. It's a Pasha L'Chazal. He says, Rebbe, I was one time wearing tefillin, they beat me to a pulp. But there's no V'yar Mimeka. He said, look at the Rebbe Yez's Lashon, El Tefillin Sheberosh, not Tefillin Shalarosh. You wear tefillin on your head. You were telling your head that they'll beat you up. You were telling inside of your head, telling Shabir Rosh, then that we are Mimeka. The goal is wearing the tefillin, but the goal is to absorb the tefillin into the head. It's to internalize it. The Breshim gave us an external which allows us to internalize the metzias of these realities. And when we do that, the being of Klaus is a totally different being. So the goy says, well, I can't touch that. I'm no shachas to that. Mizel Shomer Be'atzma Pirish, it says, Mede Shaker Be'atzmai. You're being made, etc., by your etzep. Pirish b'hiskabos ha'edus the kriyash v'atoch atzmusay osarach biru hanal. For the process of absorbing kriyash into your body, you need that siyua. So you're being made a sheker about your etzep, about your mahus. Chaim Shabbos and Tzvichan Tfilin, ki hu yayim edin nishmasin. We had this by neshama yisrael. The Russian gives an extra neshama. The extra neshama allows the neshama, as it were, to sort of absorb the goof inside of it as opposed to the other way around. So the Neshama Yisera, right, Rashi says, L'chila Shtiyah, so the Sasem is saying, what L'chila Shtiyah means that during any other time, when you eat and you drink, it's a very big steer to the Musak of Neshama. That's a very physical process, and the Neshama is as it were, is sort of overpowered by the goof, and the goof is the deciding out, it will become the focus, and the neshama facilitates the goof. The process, if I expand your neshama and make it more powerful, so that it's not affected by chilul shtiyah. So when you do a chilul shtiyah on Shabbos, it doesn't diminish the neshama. The neshama is able to that use that as part of the growth of the neshama. That's in the mile of neshama yaseir in Shabbos. So that's true. You don't need the extra beer because you have more neshama. They might succeed Erev Boiker. Shabbos doesn't say Erev Boiker, it says Kulo Toiv. So Erev Boiker is the time of clarity, and night is the time of darkness, where it's not clear. So there's confusion, everything's mixed together. Shabbos, everything is clear. Chazal say that the Adam Rishon was born, and the light that which existed at that time, which allowed Adam to see Mishab Adam Katsofi, shone the whole Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day, that he was able to, after Shabbos, it was Nignaz, because of his chait. But there was, at Shabbos, there's total clarity. Shabbos is the day which allows us, the Russian created a matana called Shabbos, which allows us to see with the clarity what's important, what's not important, what's real, what's not real, even though we still live in a physical body. So he said, imagine before the difference in Eitz Chaim and Eitz Hadas. Eitz Chaim, he said before, was the being rooted in the world of total reality. That's why the goof ends. The neshama doesn't end. The goof is as much as absorbed into the reality of the neshama. There's no reason why it should end. So Eitz Chaim is when the all the elements of the person are rooted in the true reality of the way it's supposed to be. That's called the Madrega of Eitz Chaim. Das is the process of being Mavar, which means you see two realities and you're trying to figure out and clarify and work through the process of Tov and Ra. So if Shabbos is Kulei Tov, Shabbos is the day, so Shabbos is Bechinas Eitz Chaim. And that allows that the clarity, you will get the clarity that you need, the das, you will get the clarity that you need, that the ki ani Hashem mekadisha. The Shun Ladas who Paul Yotze over here is saying Ladas, it's an act. In order to know, it's to make known. It means it does something. It affects something. It's not just it's not reflexive. It's an active verb into something else. Mishum Mechinas Hashabbos Lamalam Eitz Hadas Hu Eitz Chaim. Tell the fine. We'll tell the Farish Das Bimei Ma'isa Shashabbos Meir L'Sakan Hadas Kama Mei Ma'isa. Shem Hemes Kibnei Yisrael Kedabusim Eitz Chaim Meirim The Bar Das Eitz Alum. It's fine. Shabbos Meir L'Mei Ma'isa. Chenis Palan Havdala B'Tochenin. So why do we have Havdala in a Tochenin? Because Rishon Bimei Ma'isa L'Sakan Hadas. The first step we do, we go back to the weekdays and we want to take the power of Shabbos with us. We get to the Bruch of Das and Rishon says, give me the Kratz to be Mavdol and have a clarity between Kaddish and Chol, between Aron Choshech. We see Aron Choshech Mishtam movie, what's good and what's bad. We don't have a clarity. The process of Dola is that process of clarifying. So Havdola is connected to Das, and that's the first thing we do, is that we ask for that. And then from there we move to the Brach of Tshuva. Okay, he says one more piece over here. Yisuf Gemara, this is a fascinating thought process. Pesachim. Zachar Zachar Layin. The Nizir B'Tayis says, Mayan Darshu Chachamim Kain. Where do you see Zachar that you have to say it over wine? Where do you see in the Pesach Zachar Layin? This is Zachar. You have to remember it. Where do you see it has to be done dafka over wine? So he says, a Lomish Chesidus Pshat. Some way I can describe it. It has lomdus, a lot of lomdus in it, but the mice is chesidish at the end of the day. The Gemara says that Chazar Masakan Erev Tavshilin. So why are Chazar Masakan Erev Tavshilin? Because in a case where Yontav is prior to Shabbos, the Gemara is two Mandarman the Gemara. One Mandarman says the reason why Chazar Masakan Erev Tavshilin is because when you have Yontav before Shabbos, there's a very good chance people will forget about taking care of cooking for Shabbos. Because Yontav was much more exciting to people. It happened very much less often. It commemorated a certain event. So people would prepare for Yontav, forget about Shabbos. So Chazar Machayev you to start the process of cooking for Shabbos beforehand to remind you not to forget about Shabbos. So Zechira is said in a place where Shikha is possible. Reminding you is only relevant if I'm afraid you're going to forget. I need to remind you, I need to be master you. I mean, you should be zoicher, right? Something which is in the forefront of your memory. I don't tell you remember it. It's there. I need to remind you, remember, and I'm afraid you're going to forget. So the Gemara says, in the case where you're coming to come to forget it, that's what I have to say, Zechreyu. So Chazal is saying the following. Kol Kei Minyan is that the Yayin Ma'arav Adas K'mashom Rebedrashkan. Yayin confuses. So the reason why Zechreyu, if the Torah is telling Zechreyu, must be there's something which is confusing. If I'm telling you remember, means there's something which is causing you to forget. What's going to cause you to forget? Well, if Das is that the knowledge is part of your being, the knowledge is part of your being, I don't forget. I don't have to remember. It's me. If I'm aware of Das and I confuse Das and there's something which takes away clarity, that's the moment of Shikha. What does that? Wine does that. So wine needs a schira. But the Shabbos is there to overcome that. So the Chendavkas Rechel Yayin. Therefore, Shabbos, which is, we use the process of remembering Shabbos, which is that the moment of clarity, when we're in the moment of something which is going to confuse us. Now, that tells me Taisha's the pshat. So, theoretically, the Litvak in it all says, okay, so it means if you happen to pick up a cup of wine over on Shabbos, and that's going to cause confusion, you have a chiyuv to remind yourself that it's Shabbos. Why do you have to pick up a cup of wine on the Chachila? Right? That he wasn't Mazur. He's Mazur. In case you might come to forget, because in case there's a yayin, which is a source of forgetting, you better remember Shabbos and be mashlit the das over that. Okay, I hear that. But this step that we always do it directly, he's not master that. That's the chesidish part of it. But the nekud of lomdus, the sustal to the moran bay is awesome. He's saying there are, but part of what he's saying, at least in the remez shabbai or the drash shabbai, is there are things even on Shabbos which are pulling us away from that clarity. Shabbos, the mile of Shabbos is a relative. The echo of the Shabbos is a point where there's the total clarity. The neshama has the koyach to be mashed over the goof. The goof should not be a stira to the focus of the neshama. But that being said, we see sometimes that that's not true. Right? There is a moment of a lack of clarity, and the goof seems to reassert itself. We're not sure what's right and what's wrong, and what has to be focused, not focused, etc. So you need to remind yourself that Shabbos is here to clarify those points. Shabbos is what takes the work that you do during the week, which during the week it seems to be that it's a primary function. It's a purpose on its own. The fact that you stop it on Shabbos, it's so important. Well, how can you stop it on Shabbos? The answer is not important. Right? It's a hechatim, so to get to a day where that's not the focus. So they become toffel the process of the function of life and the function of goof and all those functions which we do, working, etc., are all a hechatimsa to the moment of sitting with a clarity of understanding why we're here, what we're trying to accomplish. I think that's the drusha boy. Okay. So he says, okay, Mina knows the pirush atzmi mikola terubis b'nesu kolba roish basi b'yayin. So that's Gevaldik, right? He's removed anything which takes away any das. So he's a big tzaddik. He's a chenikra chotei or nefesh. He's called a chotei. Why is he called a chotei? He did the right thing. He did the best thing there is. The answer is ki achra chotei yevsha l'sakan a nefesh rak b'das k'mashul kosov gamboloi das nefesh l'toi. Remember, it says the word gam. Abishim is dabik be'etzachayim kol mokam a nefesh l'sim miskin rak b'birra toi b'ra. You cannot correct the damage to the goof by ignoring the goof. They'll not fix the goof. And the goal over here is the beer of the, remove the ra, remove the confusion. It's not done by forcing it on the body, and it's by living with that reality and finding a way to use it properly. That's, we live in a world of das toi v'ra, and the process is the process of being clarifying in the world of toi v'ra what's important. Running away from the world of toi v'ra does not solve the problem; it's worse. Because you've never really clarified, you've never really corrected the damage which was done to the goof. So he's called a chaytel nefesh. But there's a gamma shadas nitzuch ato utzichum nitzus mizvon and the kabbal of nizirus appreciates we yoyer loy achar kach kashiyasa disayg with their chaydas kosher kosher besor. So the mida of totally removing oneself. So I'm not intimately understanding my goof anymore. I'm ignoring my goof. I'm not getting my goof to understand that the way to use it for the purpose of Toiv. I'm ignoring it. You know what? You need it sometimes. It's not a bad thing to do once in a while. Because then when you finish the process, you sort of weaken the goof to the point, it's like the Yisurim, that the Neshama can then connect to the goof in a way which is proper. So even then when you do use the goof, it's done in a proper way. So that's the purpose of Naziris from Yayin, and that's the oisfer of the whole piece is this. So he's saying a beautiful thing, just to Firoz, that you do not expect this to be the ending, right? Like he's giving such a power of the milo of shlita of the one over the other. We can't live Shabbos the whole week. That's not the avodah. We need a moment of Shabbos. We have clarity. And we don't feel the fight anymore. And from that vantage point, we understand, okay, now I'm going to go back into the fight. And it's going to be a fight. It's going to be challenging. But I know what my goal is to get to the point where I understand those other things which seem to be important, they're not really important. And I can use them, and I can do them well, but I can use them in a way which is proper, and it has a important function, and it facilitates something greater. So I found the toiv, which is in those things. I purified out the toiv, which is in those things, opposed to ignoring the process totally. That's not the goal. We don't live in Shabbos all the time, and we don't live as a nozer all the time. And if we do, we're a chayte. We do need moments to step out, and beginning of Shabbos, when the person, 6 days already, he's got to the point where he's lacking clarity, he's coming to forget it. That moment, the Rishon imposes a Shabbos, which gives me the clarity. It's a Kreya Loyayin. He is mastering himself above and beyond this which confuses. No, that's not what it's about. That's the process, which how he's understanding what the Nozer is doing, and that's what the Kerech of Das is doing, and that's what the process of what Shabbos does.